This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of pullback after the strength we saw yesterday, at least in the corn and soybeans, that being led by soybean oil down 69 cents here this morning. The wheat is at least firm, which is kind of impressive considering the jump it took yesterday. And that market has plenty of upward mobility. There's a lot of room for it to move higher based on the chart look and the levels that we were at just a few months ago. But given the action that we've seen lately, I think people were a little surprised by the turn higher here. The storyline is kind of global there. You've got conditions at the lowest ratings in over 20 years in Russia. So the Black Sea region not going to make the production that they normally would, at least from a quality standpoint. And now there's a lot of talk that they're going to shift to more profitable crops for next year. I've heard lentils, soybeans, and sunflowers thrown around as alternative crops for that region for next year. And if that comes to fruition, then we've got, you know, even further supply off the market. And Russia's already increasing their FOB prices on the global cash market as well. So just kind of a multifaceted story to go along with our potential winter kill here in the U.S. on the wheat side of things. And that's kind of been carrying the market the last couple of days. But it's just been money flow more than anything. And we just saw a tremendous amount of buying yesterday. It's just kind of been unbelievable.
Eric, are we kind of possibly going to see price movement any direction here in the next couple of days, or is it going to be kind of just risk off and waiting on the sidelines as we wait to see what happens with any potential tariff implementation here this weekend?
I think that's kind of going to be the attitude here for at least the next couple of days, that being today and tomorrow at least, and then maybe we hear something over the weekend or coming into Sunday.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn down 3.25 at 4.93¾. March soybeans down 10 even at 10.50½. March soybean meal down 2.50 at 3.07.30. March soybean oil down 22 cents at 44.75. On the Merck, February live cattle up 2 cents at 2.07.05. March feeder cattle up 5 cents at 2.75.32. February lean hogs up 22 cents at 84.12. February pork cutout unchanged at 91.32. Class 3 milk is up 11 cents at 20.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.